Hey everybody, it's another podcast, and we have Mary back in the studio today. Mary is back, and you'll never guess what Mary was doing earlier today. Mary, what were you doing earlier today?
Dropping it like it's hot.
Yes, you're, yes. Dropping it like it's hot indeed.
Obviously.
Yes, Mary is the star of a brand new cooking show that by the time this podcast hits will hopefully be on the way, called...
Cooking Like It's Hot.
Cook It Like It's Hot. As the kids say, because they would say that if they were cooking. Like so, yeah, you want to talk a bit about that? Talk a bit about the cooking show.
Well, we've done one episode, so I don't really know yet what it's going to turn out like.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. We made spaghetti meatballs.
That we did.
It was really delicious, wasn't it?
Well, I say we. It was really wasn't. I didn't have much to do with that. Still.
Yeah, you did, but that's okay.
I did the
You're
dishes.
My assistant.
I did the dishes, yeah.
It's nice to have an assistant for once. Usually yeah. I'm the assistant, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that would be nice, actually, if I'm honest. So what kind of things are you hoping to like cook and stuff?
Well, I'm going to try and find some, or create, sorry, create some recipes. Different kind of things. Not really sure yet. I just went with meatballs because I'm really good at cooking those.
Yeah, you are. You know. The meatballs were very nice. I did have one, and they are fantastic.
Thank you.
So, congratulations on your culinary masterpiece.
Yes. Ready for the big leads now.
Exactly. You hear mm-hmm. that, Food Network? You better sign her up and get her a show, because that'll save me having to produce this one, because that'll save me a lot of time. Anyway, Noah, it was a lot of fun, so make sure you keep an eye on that. She's going to be on Twitter, she's going to have a blog, she's going to be on YouTube, so make sure...
So popular.
Make sure that you all sign up and follow and subscribe and vote and like
vote.
And everything else. Yeah, you can vote for stuff on YouTube. You can...
Oh, yeah.
You like and dislike stuff on YouTube, actually.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, yeah.
Right. And
yes, like all of it, everything. Just, yeah, do it. You know you want to. You know you want to.
You know you want to.
You know, one of the things that amazes me is, speaking of things that are suggestive, one of the things that amazes me is just how much everything that happened in the kitchen during the filming of the first episode had a certain connotation to it.
Well, yeah, meatballs. Just asking for it.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, and you're going to want to get involved in the Cook It Like It's Hot community, and you're going to want to tell all your friends, because it's going to be...
The best.
What she said.
And so, cook all my recipes, because they're going to be delicious, and you're going to love it.
Absolutely.
And there will be something for everyone.
Even people like me who can't cook. I was suggesting that for a recipe for people like me who can't cook, that we could make oats.
Oats. That would be simple, right?
Yeah, you just buy the oats.
Yeah. And how do you cook oats?
You
boil them?
You wouldn't. You would just have some oats.
We can make oatmeal.
Yeah,
so it's like a
that.
Meal.
Could do that.
An oatmeal.
Could do that. Yeah.
That could be fun. That'd be really easy.
This is true. This is true. Yeah, I oatmeal's always... Yeah, basically.
That's it.
Or add cold water and boil it.
Or you could... Boil the hot water and then add it to
the oats. See, this is the kind of out-of-the-box thinking you're going to find on Cook It Like It's Hot.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, this is exactly why Mary is going to make such a fantastic host for this show, because she is an out-of-the-box thinker like that.
That's right.
For those of you who would have seen Mary in the Skeletons video, you want to talk about that now that it's out there and done, and it was even on schedule?
Yeah, I'm really happy it came out, because I know I was looking forward to it. Actually, I said it was the highlight of my summer, but I think this is now. So we'll see what I say next time. But
Excellent.
It was amazing. It
yeah,
turned
she's
out
not
so
saying
great.
To not watch the video, and you should if you haven't. She's not saying, yeah, that sucks now. You should now just watch the cooking show. Don't bother watching any of Paul's videos. Just watch the cooking show and everything will be fine. Now, that's not what she's saying. So visit GodGrip.com.
And watch it.
Watch everything. And then... That video actually is on the GodGrip.com YouTube channel as well. So, and if you want to find the GodGrip.com YouTube channel, just go to the Cook It Like It's Hot YouTube channel.
Because you're going to be there anyway.
And yes, the Cook It Like It's Hot YouTube channel is actually subscribed to the gotgroup.com YouTube channel already. So make sure that if you want it, so make sure. See, even the Think Out of the Box Mary is subscribed through the Cook It Like It's Hot YouTube channel to the gotgroup.com channel. Shouldn't you be too? Although I have to admit, the Cooking Like It's Hot YouTube channel is actually called Cooking Like It's. It's not called Cooking Like It's. It's just Cooking Like It's.
Why is that?
Because I get it messed up pretty badly. Oh. But
Cook It Like It's Meatballs.
Yes, could do that too. And the Twitter feed is CILIH, which is short for Cook It Like It's Hot.
Oh. That's it in the box on that one.
Yes, there'll be a blog as well. What are you going to be posting on the blog?
Recipes.
You could tell. I'm just going to be honest with you. By the time this hits, hopefully there will be something interesting, not just an episode of Cook It Like It's Hot, but hopefully there'll be some other interesting stuff there for you to check out. So, as always, check the links on the website for the podcast, and you can get to all of the Cook It Like It's Hot goodness.
It's all right here. Sitting right here. All the goodness. PG, Mary.
Anyways. And remember to visit gotgroup.com for the ratings for the podcast. Can I just say that if you pronounce C-I-L-I-H, it could be pronounced silly?
I like that.
Do you?
That's cool. There we go. Because I'd rather say that than spell out the letters. Because like that blah, blah. You do that.
This is true.
So
this
is true. Silly is awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to call it silly.
That's
for short.
Thinking outside of the box. That's what it's about right there.
Well, that's actually an accident. But yeah, I'll take
it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Shh.
It's an outside-of-the-box accident, I guess. I don't know how you... I'm going to be up all night thinking about that one. Anyways, so yes, do keep an eye out for that. Hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun, and you might actually learn something, so keep an eye out for that. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Now, I should say at this point that I'm going to be... at camp meeting in Hope for the next couple weeks of podcasting glory. So I have no idea if I'm going to be able to post a podcast or what the situation is going to be, but I am going to have some definitely entertaining stuff when I come back, hopefully. And yeah, so keep an eye out for that. That's what's coming up. And of course, when I get back in August, it will be another episode of Cook It Like It's Hot coming your way.
It's going to be the best.
It's going to be even better than the first episode. Not that you shouldn't watch the first episode.
No. Yeah.
Because you should. Repeatedly. But
learn it off by heart.
Exactly. Yeah. You should memorize it, and then you can post a video response on YouTube with your impressions of Mary doing Cook It Like It's Hot.
Not impressions of Mary.
Sorry. Just impressions of
the cooking.
Yes. Do stuff on YouTube.
Make fun of me.
But don't do impressions of Mary.
Well, that could be funny, actually. They could laugh like this. Because I do that a lot.
Okay, do that. Do a video response on YouTube of laughing like that. So, yeah, well, thank you again, Mary, for being on the podcast again. As always, once again, the name of the show is Cook It Like It's Hot.
Cook It Like It's Hot.
It's Cook It Like It's Hot. Yes, we are cooking. Yes. If only Snoop Dogg had thought of that before he made Drop It Like It's Hot, man. He would have been so much more popular.
Heck,
but then sadly,
yes,
we would have run into copyright issues, so I'm kind of glad he didn't.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyways, if you could be so kind as to take us out of here.
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast. Yo! Cook It Like It's Hot.
Yes, represent.
West Side, right?
Represent
we decided
various,
yes, West Side?
Cool. Represent various Westish things, I think. Yes. Okay, we're going to leave now before this gets any worse.
Peace out.
Ta-ta.
Bye.